The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good evening and welcome to the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. I'm Dave McCurley. KJ McCurley will be here in just a moment as we're getting you set for the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show right now. And it is B.B. Comer and Childersburg for the third time this season. Last week in the championship of the Small Schools County Tournament, it was no contest. Childersburg ran away with it. B.B. Comer did not particularly play well or compete well, and Coach Marcus Herbert has challenged his guys to come in here tonight and try to get a big area win against our Childersburg Tigers. We'll have the rest of your Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. When we come back, you're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns. The official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Childersburg's Performing Arts and Sports Arena. The girls' game just concluding in Childersburg all over. B.B. Comer 72-16, your final score of that area contest. Childersburg will be the number 2 seed going into their area tournament at midfield beginning next week. And, of course, the B.B. Comer Tigers boys now coming out onto the court. And, of course, your Childersburg Tigers, here they come as well. And this will be the third time that they see each other, but not the last time. One of these two teams will be the number two seed in the area tournament next week at midfield, and one of them will be the three seed. It depends on who wins the game tonight. So they're going to play each other regardless, but I know Childersburg wants to get a victory here tonight, and, of course, so does Coach Marcus Herbert. He just wants his team to compete and play better than they did last week when it was just a runaway by our Childersburg Tigers. One change in the lineup for the Childersburg Tigers, nobody being disciplined, nobody being injured. It's just a little small change. We'll get to that when we get to our starting lineups. And, of course, we're going to have your Atkinson Holmes keys to the game and the rest of your Coos Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. When we come back, more right here on the Tiger Sports Network, brought to you by Domtar.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kix 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the meds-to-bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Dave McCurley with you. KJ McCurley will be joining me shortly as we get set for the third time, B.B. Comer and Childersburg tonight here at home. And I got to tell you, last week this was not a close game, as we mentioned. And, of course, Coach Johnny Johnson challenged his team before that game to get after it. And when I tell you they did, they did. Now, since then, they played Friday night in the Super Championship against Sylacauga. They didn't get after it. They did not perform very well defensively. Very good shooting night for Sylacauga, but nevertheless, they came away with a second-place finish in the Super Championship. Tonight, they'd like to do nothing better than to see a third-time win against B.B. Comer and then come back Thursday on senior night and host Sylacauga and hopefully get a win there. Your Atkinson Holmes keys to the game tonight, if you're a Childersburg Tiger fan, you've got to get on the boards. You've got to control these guys from B.B. Comer. They're going to want to penetrate. They've got good guard play. They're kind of in the same boat that we're in. Not a lot of big bodies at all for B.B. Comer. But I'll tell you one thing. When you're talking about Cam Gaddis, Octavian Swain, and Raylon Sims, that's a three-headed monster that can really, really score some points at times. So Childersburg is going to have to dig in and play defense like they did a week ago. Another key to our game tonight, and I'm going to tell you, we didn't even do this well the other night. We have for most part of the season is we need to hit our free throws. And, of course, in a game where sometimes can be close, those mean as much in the first quarter as they do down the stretch. And, of course, if you're a B.B. Comer Tiger fan, you got to think the one thing that you've got to do to have any kind of chance of winning tonight is to come in here and shoot the basketball better than you did last week. But also, you got to dig in defensively. Those guys really did not compete at a high level last week, and I know they want to make amends for that. So we're looking for a good contest tonight. It's B.B. Comer invading Childersburg, and we'll have it for you right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. When we come back, you're listening to it on Kicks 100.3.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
This is Childersburg High School basketball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. Now, color analyst K.J. McCurley and the voice of Childersburg High School Athletics, David McCurley.
Welcome back here. Tell you what let's do. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, and then I'm going to get K.J.'s remarks as leading up to this big area contest. Now let's pause 10 seconds.
Kicks 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. First quarter action is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. When an injury sidelines you, get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
About a minute away from starting lineups to be called out. First of all, KJ, I'm glad you're here. And last week when these two teams played in the championship of the small county tournament, I've already talked about it, but this B.B. Comer team just didn't compete well at all. Chillsburg ran away with a 35-point victory. I got a feeling that those guys in black and gold will be playing a little harder tonight.
Yeah, you know, they're going to come out with more intensity for sure. But, you know, I think for Childersburg, you know, last time out we saw these guys obviously against a really better team in Sylacauga, bigger school, better classification competition, if you will. But, I mean, Childersburg was hanging there for, you know, 3.5 quarters and just couldn't rebound and couldn't put enough buckets together with stops. Comer's starting lineup is as follows. Cam Gaddis, you'll hear all about him tonight. I played with him in the summer at Mount Sharon. Number one is Jaden Morgan, and number three as the other star of the show for the Comer Tigers, Raylon Sims, followed by number 10, Octavian Swain, the senior leader, and Israel Duncan, the junior.
And one small change in Childersburg's lineup. I'll let you go ahead and give their lineup as well. Nobody being disciplined or anybody hurt or sick. Just a little miss of practice and some things that one player didn't see, so they're starting another. You go ahead.
Yeah, Seneca Sheely is really the glue guy for this Childersburg team. If he's making shots, it's the difference. He just had his name called out. Brandon Calhoun, number four, is the guy that you're referring to, inserted into the starting lineup tonight. I like that. He's been playing well of late. Tay Ferriman, he is the ball handler and sets everything up. He starts at point guard again. And then rounding out the starting five is Devin Williams, defensive specialist, and Duke Ferriman, who very quietly at times has given this Tigers team some good minutes. And, you know, looking at the height of B.B. Comer's starting five, this is a game that the bigs have a chance to establish position inside with whoever Sims is not guarding. That's the matchup.
Well, we're just about set to get things underway. Your officials for tonight's game, a good crew. Steve Kelly, Devin Hawkins, and Bo Parks. They've been doing this a long time. And Devin Hawkins will toss it up. It's Duke Fairman and Cam Gaddis. And believe it or not, Cam kind of got the tip. Here's B.B. Comer.
Early.
Yeah, I thought he did too. But B.B. Wow. Comer's got it first. Here's Cam. He'll get it to Octavian Swain. Already a little push on Devontae. They'll give it to Israel Duncan. His shot was blocked by Devontae Fairman.
What
here come
hands.
The Tigers. Devin Williams for three. Good, and that's just the way we need to start.
Well, you know, I called his name out and said he was a defensive specialist. Not really known for his shooting, but every once in a while he can knock down a square shoulder three. Cashes home the first points of the night for the Tigers.
Yeah, I watched him earlier today in a shoot-around, and he was shooting it well then, and it remains. Here's B.B. Comer. Here's a guy I really think you need to stop is Octavian Swain. He gives it up for Raylon, who shoots a three. Sims didn't hit anything there, and it'll go over to Chillsburg on the turnover.
And that's good defense by Duke Fairman. You want to push Sims out behind the perimeter. Can't give him those bunnies inside.
Inside to Fairman. Turn around. No good. Look at Duke, his brother, getting up there and getting the offensive rebound, and he's going to be fouled. Now, this is going to be an issue for B.B. Comer, and that's if they can stay out of foul trouble. And already that first one there is on Raylon Sims.
Well, you know, I touched on it just moments ago with the size advantage that these Tiger bigs are going to have. And I mentioned scoring in the front court, but what I didn't mention was offensive rebounding opportunities. They're going to be there as well, especially with Duke Fairman in there. And Tay Truss as well, a good rebounder. Fairman does miss both free throws.
We get an offensive rebound. He gets it back and goes up in. A nice pass from Devin Williams, and it's 5-0 Childersburg. By the way, if you're wondering, Gerald Wallace back on the bench tonight after a week-long flu battle. He is feeling much better, and he's back to his old self. And I will give you another thing that we need to talk about, and there's what you can't let do is a step back from Cam Gaddis, and he nails the three and cuts the lead to 5-3.
Well, I can tell you how Brandon Calhoun just felt. I'm familiar with that move.
How about a three from Seneca Sheely this time? Hot shooting so far for the guys in white as they're wearing their white uniforms at home tonight. Trimmed in royal blue, 8-3. Childersburg in the lead.
And Jaden Morgan is going to hear it from Coach Herbert for going under that screen as soon as he gets the chance.
And there is an illegal screen set by Israel Duncan. One thing I wanted to touch on in the pregame I didn't get a chance to. Childersburg named a new head football coach today, and it is Matt Zediker.
Wow.
Former head coach from
excellent
Lincoln.
Hire.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. Been texting back and forth with him. How about Brandon Calhoun for three? And the Tigers are 3 of 3 from downtown. And B.B. Comer needs to get a timeout. We'll take one with him. 11-3 in the early going. Childersburg out front. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos and Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
B.B. Comer will bring it the length of the floor against man-to-man pressure, and it's tough. They're having a hard time getting the ball in. They throw it away. Brandon Calhoun's got it. Boy, he was hammered. No call. And look at him. He gets his own rebound sitting on his rear end. Childersburg's got it, and Duke Fairman turns around and scores.
Well, sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good. Calhoun, right place, right time. What concentration to stay with that play and make that pass.
And he knew better than to get up with it because he knew he would be traveling. Here's Raylon Sims being double-teamed. Just frustrating everybody. Octavian Swain goes in the lane. That's what you got to stop right there. And, well, that thing went everywhere but in. 13-3 Childersburg. It'll be Childersburg basketball on the deflection out of bounds off of B.B. Comer.
And this is the issue for Coach Herbert, man. When you have guys for Childersburg like Brandon Calhoun and guys like Devin Williams don't normally make threes that are cashing them home in the first, that's not a good sign if you're the B.B. Comer Tigers. Childersburg needs to keep this ball hopping.
And if you're B.B. Comer's Marcus Herbert, you got to think you got to keep the ball in the hands of Cam Gaddis as much as you can. But so far, it hasn't worked out that way. Here's Childersburg overloading the left side. They get it in the middle. Devontae Fairman, 8-foot turnaround, good, and it is 15-3. Herbert's already called one timeout. He really can't afford it. He's just got to kind of let his team, KJ, play through this
thing. Yeah, good point. They got to weather the storm, but, you know, we talked about Fairman this season, how really not known as a jump shooter coming into the season, but that is an area that he's tirelessly worked on, and you see that little short jumper going in now paying dividends.
Raylon just totally, totally frustrated. That ball's deflected out of bounds by Devin Williams.
The on-ball defense and ball denial has been outstanding from Brandon Calhoun on Raylon Sims. He has drawn the matchup of guarding this powerful power forward for the Comer Tigers, and he's not backing down.
And you see their best offensive player, in my opinion, in Cam Gaddis. Boy, that was a push-off really bad by Octavian Swain. Didn't get the call. Childersburg with a rebound. Here comes Seneca, and he lost it. That's a good play by Israel Duncan. Now here comes Raylon the other way. He'll drive, get inside, put it up. No good, in and out. Boy, that thing had a lid on it, and there's going to be a foul. This one's going to go against Jaden Morgan. I was going to say, you talked about that matchup, Calhoun on Raylon, but I think you got to turn your head and say that Devin Williams has got something to do with why Cam Gaddis is not touching the ball a lot.
Yeah, they're getting excellent minutes from the rotation pieces, the guys that are secondary players. You look down this roster, and, I mean, Brandon Calhoun, Devin Williams, and as well as the big fella have really all played well at Duke Fairman.
And Tay Truss into the game has it taken away, and Cam Gaddis gets a breakaway and puts it in and cuts the lead to 10, 15-5. Childersburg in the lead. Here's Fairman with the basketball between the circles. Go left side to Devin Williams. Left corner to Brandon. Calhoun will kick it back now up top to Devontae.
We'll see if they try to use Tay Truss in the middle of the lane to open up either a cutter or Truss to get to that free throw line where he's been pretty good this year.
A lazy pass by Seneca Sheely, and it's taken away by B.B. Comer. Here comes Cam Gaddis. He's got his man beat, so he'll find Octavian Swain just inside the three-point line, and it's good. And I think they're going to call a foul on Childersburg. Nope, actually it's going to be a foul on Jaden Morgan. That's his second quick foul, but the bucket will count.
And they both of Morgan's fouls have been way away from the basket, man. That's not something that's going to make Coach Herbert happy. And you see immediately number 32, Caden Brown, coming into the game.
You know, Coach Fawcett calls Caden Brown three-time. And I said, why do you call him three-time? He said, because he's three times stronger than anybody in the school. And he looks, he's a great kid, too. Great young man. Here's Childersburg in the front court now, up by eight. You got to keep B.B. Comer from hanging around. And another bad pass in trying to get it inside. B.B. Comer steals it away. Cam Gaddis tried a breakaway shot, had it blocked by Seneca Shealy, but they're going to get Shealy with a foul.
I don't mind that foul. I really don't think it was a foul, but even with it being called, it's really not a bad deal because this young man at the free throw line is so electric in the open floor.
He's good.
His change of pace, and I know this, I've guarded him, his change of pace is insane to be as young as he is. And you, in that situation, you have to make him earn it the hard way, I think.
And I'll tell you this, he's a fiery kid. He's about 6 foot tall. He's a junior, maybe 6 foot tall. And let me tell you, he can jump up and throw that thing down any way you want him to. He gets one of two free throws, and they're just hammering. They are hammering our Childersburg Tigers on the sideline, and our referee says that ball went out of bounds, and I think it had a little help going out of bounds.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's like in football whenever a receiver gets pushed out of bounds, and you say, well, he ran out of bounds and came back in. He had a little help with that.
Here's Cam Gaddis working against Devin Williams. Devin playing good defense. He gets a screen from Braylon. Can't do anything with
good
it.
Good ball denial.
And that good hands by Devin, which steals it away.
That's excellent team defense.
He gives it up to Devontae. We need a bucket. Hadn't scored in a couple of minutes. 15-8. Childersburg still with a 7-point lead.
Last few times we've tried to force it in the lane. They've been kind of ready for that. Let's see if they try to run this curl around the screen.
An eighth grader, Cody Fowler, set to check in at the next whistle. Brandon Calhoun had his blocks or shot blocked a little bit. Wait a minute. They said it was deflected. He just pointed the wrong way.
No, they're giving the basketball to B.B. Comer.
That's a bad call.
And that's back-to-back horrible calls.
And he's now going to get substitutes in, is Johnny Johnson. You got Fowler, the eighth grader, coming in. But here's the normal starter in T.D. Smith, and he'll have the luxury of guarding Cam Gaddis. Now, I don't know if this is a good matchup for
it's
our
not.
Tigers right now or not, but he's got to weather the storm, .35 to go in the first quarter. 15-8, Childersburg with a 7-point lead. Cam, left side, trying to get it to Raylon. He's working against the eighth grader, gets it inside to Caden Brown. His shot, no good, tipped around, controlled by Childersburg. Nice save inbounds by Israel Duncan, but right to one of our guys. Here's TD. They're trying to get it to Seneca, and ball tipped, but we retain possession. TD will get an open look from the right side from three. No good. Follows his shot. The eighth grader, Fowler, gets it to him. Now they find Seneca for three. That's no good. Off bad. And here comes Raylon wanting to run. He's going to go down and tried to do something against Devontae Fairman that he shouldn't have done.
And that's just great defense by Tay Fairman, man.
Tay on the drive. Up and in and the bucket.
Both ends, man. This guy has really came so far as an overall basketball player. Used to just a guy that could get steals, you know, and set up his teammates. Not the case anymore. He has put so much work into his overall game. On this end, how about going straight up against a bigger guy in Sims and forcing that miss, and then to finish that on the other end with the harm? And he did miss the free throw.
He missed the free throw, and I guess the ball got batted out of bounds off of a Childersburg Tiger, so it'll be B.B. Comer basketball. Childersburg up by 9, under 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Raylon.
Look at the eighth grader.
I mean, just absolutely D'ing up everywhere they can. Everybody's got a white shirt in their face without fouling.
That's an illegal screen. Yep. Good call.
And that's going to be two fouls on Raylon Sims, and he didn't like the call. Neither does Coach Herbert, but the guy making that call is our officiating head referee, and he's been doing this a long time. Steve Kelly, under 10 seconds. Go ahead.
He was still. I think his legs were just a little low. I don't think he was clean all the way to the end, and that should be Comer ball. I think Shealy dribbled it off his foot.
Actually, they will say that it went off of B.B. Comer, so I think 0.7 seconds.
Yeah, pay attention to the clock here, guys.
Just a tip is all it's going to be. He gets it off, does Tay Truss, and the three almost went in, but not. We're at the end of one. Childersburg by 9, 17-8. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childsburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childsburg. Your new family is waiting.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Growth. The Chamber offers workforce development, training, and mentoring. We also promote tourism and events that brings more economic growth to our area. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
La Piñata Mexican Grill has Taco Tuesday specials starting at $1.99, plus Michelob Ultra, bottle and draft, only $2.99 all day. La Piñata, on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at PiñataMexicanGrill.com.
We'll go back to action. Childersburg will get it to start the second quarter, up by 9. They'll get it in the corner. Brandon Calhoun off the back iron for a 3, tipped around and controlled. On the rebound by Cam Gaddis. Here's Raylon Sims playing with 2 fouls. He's got to be careful. And I'll tell you, he hadn't scored yet, KJ, and if they get him in trouble and get him frustrated, it's going to be a long night for B.B. Comer.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The on-ball defense, 1 through 5, is outstanding. You see another block shot.
Yeah, Israel Duncan had it blocked away. Seneca Sheely in the front court. Trying to get it around. He'll give it to Devin Williams, to Brandon Calhoun, right corner. Back to Williams. He'll get in, flip it up, and good. He couldn't really decide whether he wanted to give it to Duke Fairman or flip it up and in there, and he said when all else fails, throw it in the hole.
Yeah, he kind of got caught in between, but it was a good-looking floater, nice arc on the shot, and a good basket.
That is not a foul right there that our coaches will be proud of. Seneca Sheely reaching on that one, and that's going to be his second foul.
Yeah, not smart. You got to play with your feet there with 2 foul trouble, but also the athleticism these guards have. You can't get burnt by doing that.
Under 7 minutes to go until halftime now. Israel Duncan from the free throw line extended, no good.
How Brandon is it not
Calhoun
a foul, man?
Just ripped that ball away from Caden Brown. Here comes Childersburg. And Fairman just threw it right to Israel Duncan. He's going to go down. Israel can't get the shot off. That's great defense by Tay
wow.
Fairman, and we're going to come out of there with a basketball. Wow. I'm here to tell you, B.B. Comer is frustrated. They're going to call a jump ball, and that's going to be B.B. Comer basketball. Or did they get the timeout?
I see a jump ball indication from one of our officials. I never saw a timeout being awarded. Kind of thought they might hit somebody with a technical after the play. It was nothing dirty. It's just Devin Williams and Israel Duncan just kind of tied up the basketball. Neither of them let go.
Well, we'll keep it right here. I think maybe Johnny Johnson got that timeout call right in the ear of Bo Parks. I'm not sure. So it is going to be Childersburg basketball, and that's what happened. I will tell you this. Remember, Israel Duncan played here last year. So, and there's no love. I mean, you know, they're fine with each other. They were just going after the basketball.
Oh, of course.
19-8, Childersburg in the lead. Here's Fowler. They'll kick it to Devontae, who will try a 3. That's no good. But look at Brandon Calhoun. He was fouled, but no call on the shot attempt. And here comes B.B. Comer now, trailing by 11 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. And Octavian Swain got away with a travel. He kicks it back out to Raylon Sims.
And to your point, look at Cam Gaddis. At that possession, Cam Gaddis was never even passed the basketball.
Nope.
Devin Williams has taken him out of this first half.
And Octavian Swain gets it and shoots and misses, and Childersburg quickly on the other end gets it to the eighth grader Fowler, and he puts it in.
A nice little floater from the baseline, and that's a travel.
Yep, Cam Gaddis traveled, and he knew it. He's frustrated, but only in himself. 21-8, and this defense, KJ, is just
stifling. It's been suffocating. The on-ball defense –
three from the eighth grader, no good, but they get their own rebound, and there's a scramble for it on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball, and that's going to be B.B. Comer's ball. I don't think that three-pointer is what Coach Johnson wants Cody Fowler to be shooting, but, you know, they left him wide open.
Yeah, and you still have to take it. You don't want the kid to lose confidence, but, you know, coaches see it differently.
And Cam Gaddis just went down and totally forced a shot up, and that's going to be a foul on B.B. Comer as Duke Fairman had the rebound.
And Duke Fairman thought they called a jump ball. He was ready to go play defense.
Well, it actually would have been our ball if it was a jump ball.
Right.
He was just ready to go.
He was ready to play defense. You know, you like seeing the
yeah.
kids want to get back on defense, though. But it kind of reminds me of JaVale McGee running back on defense when his team still had the ball in 08.
Yeah. Caden Brown was the foul recipient. His second.
That wasn't 5 seconds.
No, that's a technical foul. And Coach Marcus Herbert is going to have to spend the rest of the evening in his chair. And Childersburg will send Seneca Sheely there to shoot two free throws.
Well, not sure what was said, but obviously Coach Herbert had said something to our head official, and I think he's been just kind of chirping here and there at calls, just out of frustration, trying to get something to go his team's way. That's normal coaching, and, you know, the officials had enough, and technical foul.
Sometimes a coach can try to motivate his team by
right.
getting a technical.
Very true.
And I don't know that he might be doing that, because this lead has ballooned up to 15. Here's Devin Williams, left wing. Corner. Kicks it inside to Fairman. That's Duke Fairman. Now back out to Seneca Sheely. Dante Fairman's getting a break. Devin Williams for a three, no good. Look at Brandon Calhoun. He got fouled, no call. Chilsburg loses it.
Brandon got poked in the eye, I believe.
Yeah.
Slapped in the face. He's holding his face. I think he's okay.
Nice turnaround by Octavian Swain. Now that's what he can do when he's under control.
Yeah, that was a professional move.
And the senior cuts the lead to 13. Here's Devin to Seneca. Now right wing it goes to Cody Fowler. Cross court. Now back to Brandon Calhoun. Top of the key to Devin Williams. Left side. And a lazy pass almost stolen. Seneca Sheely gets it. Thought he was hit on the arm. No call, and that ball was just taken away from Duke by Israel Duncan down to Cam Gaddis, and that's going to be the third foul on Seneca Sheely. Now, at that point, as he's fouling Cam Gaddis in a breakaway, I think he'd better off been right there to let Cam Gaddis even score.
Yeah.
Because now he's got three fouls.
You got to know the foul count. There's times that you show restraint, and there's times that you stop the break. And he should have known the foul count right there, but now he's going to have to likely spend the rest of the first half on the bench, which going to make it a little tougher for our Tigers. But, you know, we saw earlier Calhoun, Devin Williams, as well as Cody Fowler take and make rhythm shots within the offense. So you're going to have to see who the Tigers have that steps up and makes shots in Seneca's absence with foul trouble.
Gaddis hits the first free throw. He'll get one more. Tay Truss, T.D. Smith, and Tay Fairman back into the lineup for the Tigers. And now Jadon Morgan will come back in for the B.B. Comer Tigers, and he has two fouls, so he has to be careful.
Yeah, he's replacing Cam Gaddis, so really, if you're the Tigers right now, you want to try to make a run as long as number zero is on the bench.
Ronaldo Riggins also into the game for Coach Herbert. T.D. Smith, right corner, gives it back to Tay Fairman. He'll roll around back to TD for three. Off the back iron, no good. Calhoun with a rebound.
That's got to be his fourth offensive rebound already.
Yep. Tay Fairman will go
nice
down
pass.
The lane, gets it to TD Smith, who couldn't handle it, but he saves it. Devin Williams now open for three. Off the back iron, no good. Tipped around and controlled by the Tigers of B.B. Comer.
good looks, just didn't drop that time. And you like the ball movement, you like the shot selection, it just didn't fall.
23-12, Childersburg in the lead with 3 minutes to go until halftime. Comer can get this to single digits. Octavian Swain will go down the lane and put it in. He had a three-pointer, and nobody came to him. He saw a lane, and the senior can do those things, and he cuts it to nine. TD to Devin Williams, top of the key, back to Brandon Calhoun, and we've got that three-point line all on our mind, and we've gone cold where we were shooting hot at first. Now we're cold, and B.B. Comer gets the rebound. And Octavian Swain's got a chance to get this thing a little closer. And should have been a moving screen on Caden Brown.
You can't do that, man. Come on.
Octavian working a little one-on-one with TD. Can't get anything going. He'll flip it across the court to Raylon. In the corner to Riggins. Good defense by the Chillsburg Tigers. And Raylon will back it out almost to half court. He'll take a screen. Kicks it over to Jaden Morgan. Morgan wanting to drive, being hounded, and almost had it taken away. Raylon for three. That's on the left wing. No good, and Childersburg gets the rebound. That was a good defensive sequence by our Tigers.
What a pass.
TD, left corner three, in and out, no good. And Childersburg gets the steal with TD Smith, and he goes up, and he's going to be fouled by Octavian Swain. That was another lazy pass by Raylon Sims, and got a feeling you're going to see maybe him come out of the game, as Cam Gaddis just had to get a blow and he's fixing to come back in.
I don't feel like both teams have had a really sloppy second quarter. A lot of loped passes and just not executing. This guy at the free throw line really frustrated, missed several of his first shots. He needs to get going, and free throw line is not kind right now.
And I'll tell you this, Childersburg's only scored 6 points this quarter. They lead it 23-14, but what's kept them in this game and keeping them a 9-point lead right now is their defense.
Yeah.
Here is TD with one more. Back to a 10-point lead, one of two for Smith.
Yeah, first points in over 3 minutes of any kind. That was big for Arsaki. Maybe now that'll loosen them up some.
They're clearing the lane for Octavian. He takes TD right to the goal. Can't get the layup to go, though. And Brandon Calhoun with another rebound. Here comes Tay Fairman with it. He's going to the goal. Spin move. And if that's, that's a hold on Morgan. And that's going to be three on Jaden Morgan.
And that was a wicked spin by Devontae Fairman that just kind of left Gaddis in the dust. And you see Gaddis going over to him smiling and saying, nice one. These two teams are so familiar with each other. They all play against each other in the offseason and pick up. And right now it's a really good battle out there. We cannot buy free throws.
No, we've got to start hitting free throws or we're going to keep B.B. Comer in this game. 10-point lead right now. Fairman with one more. He gets it, and we are shooting 50% from the free throw line. That'll get you beat. And B.B. Comer will be looking at full court pressure now with 1:17 to go in the half. And Childersburg by 11. Here's Octavian. Nobody's going to stop him. He's going to go down. He kicks it off to Riggins for three. He's a good shooter, but he couldn't get that one to go. Nice rebound by senior Tay Truss. Here comes Fairman with it. He's going to kick it off. Devin Williams right wing. Oh, they had Truss on the inside. Couldn't get it to him. Calhoun now.
They're respecting the defensive length of Raylon Sims.
Truss has got it. Now he wants to make a move to the goal. Gets it to Fairman. Left corner. Now back up top. It goes to Calhoun.
How's that not a foul, man?
He's being bumped by Riggins. No call. Now 35 seconds, and now Coach Johnny Johnson will say, just back this thing out and let's play for one shot. They're going to make Comer chase him a little bit. 20 seconds now. Cross-court pass to TD.
You want to start your set at about 12 or 10 seconds, and if you don't get nothing before then.
Calhoun gets it to Devin Williams. Under 10 seconds now. You got to go.
Yeah, you got to go now.
And Devin will get a three. No good. Rebound to TD. You got to get it up and can't get it to go. It
looks like we got a foul called at the buzzer, and we did. That's They're going to get Cam Gaddis.
Is that going to be three fouls? And Herbert is absolutely behind beside himself. As he can get up now because the clock is at zero, he's telling his team to go into the locker room. Now, we got to hold it here because was he shooting? And if he was, it's going to be three shots now.
And Comer's entire team is in the locker room.
Well, the half's over. Well, they have put – well, it's not 3 seconds back on the clock.
It should be 3/10, maybe, if anything.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Now they call them back out.
And Coach Herbert just kept telling his team to run to the locker room, and obvious frustration with that foul. And we saw, we had a really good view of it. It was a foul. T.D. Smith went to grab the ball and fire it up and was really hit on the arm.
But I don't think this is going to be three free throws. I think it's going to be two. I think they're over the limit. They've yet to tell us how many. He misses the first free throw again. Now, I do believe... Yeah, this I think it's only a two-shot foul. And he missed both of them. And that's going to be the half. Dubie Comer getting the rebound. 25-14, Childersburg takes an 11-point lead into the halftime locker room. We'll come back for more after we start the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. Right after this, you're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Silicaga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Silicaga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
Discover adventure and team-building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the Lion and Phoenix Tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Taking pride in your work shows. For the perfect plumber with the tools and knowledge to resolve your issues, contact Marble City Plumbing, voted best of the Coosa Valley. 256-267-1569.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
You know, KJ, this game kind of reminds me a lot of the Auburn-Tennessee game Saturday night. Couldn't hit anything. Now, we started out, Childersburg did, hotter than a firecracker. 3-for-3 from three-point land, but since then, somebody's turned on the deep freeze.
Yeah, 0-for-6 since then, if my calculations are correct. Don't quote me on that because sometimes they're not when I don't have a book. But it has really cooled off for these Tigers in the first half. And, you know, you look at the game and say, huh, they're still up by 11. How does that happen? And one word to describe that, and it starts with D and ends with E, and that's defense. These Tigers understand how to play it. They've got the man for the job to instruct it. They're well taught by Gerald Wallace with their movements on it. It's bigs guards, cohesive effort. Doesn't matter who's being put in the game. On this end of the floor, they're locking in on their matchup, and they're not intimidated. I mean, you saw Cody Fowler as Raylon Sims was posting him up, who has 4 years of experience and probably about 100 pounds of muscle on him. And this young Cody Fowler wasn't intimidated by anything, and he was giving the bumps right back. You love seeing that hard on defense, and if they can create a few more turnovers and get some more of those in-rhythm looks, those shots are going to start falling, man. It just cooled off for a little bit, you know? But
yeah, keep shooting the basketball, they'll fall. But in my opinion, one thing they've got to do is they got to get it to charity stripe and start making some points that matter.
Yeah, you got to cash in on those when the team like this gives it to you. This is an important region game, and you cannot leave points on the table.
That's right. 25-14, we'll step aside and take another timeout. When we come back, we'll have third quarter action for you. Childersburg by 11 over B.B. Comer. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Stuck on the road? Merkle's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24-7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkle's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkle's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What do we celebrate?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Rudd's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you as we're getting set for third quarter action. And, you know, it was an ugly game at some points in the first half, but Childersburg did some good things. One thing I'm going to say, KJ, is that Brandon Calhoun, you can call him the Windex man. He cleaned off just about every rebound he was close to.
Yeah, really did a nice job on both ends. You know, he had four offensive rebounds just that I counted. Some of them are following the shot and being in the right place. But either way, he's putting the effort in to create more chances for his team or to create fast break opportunities for his team. All five guys have got to do that. You know, rebounding's been a weak spot for us at times this year. Not the case tonight. Really good job. Only 6 points come off for Comer in that second quarter. Only 8 for us, but a huge first quarter really helped us balloon this lead at 11 at the half.
Yeah, but the bad thing about that is 11-point lead is not that great, especially when you're talking about the guard play of Comer. They can heat up at any time, so we'll just have to see. And Seneca Sheely is in there right now with 3 fouls as we start this third quarter.
It'll be interesting to see who he guards, because he can't be that aggressive.
We'll get the basketball to start the second half, up by 11. Duke Fairman gives it back to Devontae. Now Duke's got it on the block, and they take it away from him. That's Octavian Swain. He's going to go by his man, and it's taken right back by Duke Fairman. How about that? That's hustling back down the court when you made a mistake and wanting to make up for it.
That's absolutely right. You know, get back in the play. You never know what can happen. Childersburg basketball.
Here's Brandon Calhoun. Sheely off the back iron from 3. No good. And B.B. Comer clears the rebound. Here comes Cam Gaddis with it. Raylon Sins left wide open, and his 3 absolutely didn't hit anything.
He's frustrated, so he's taking anything open.
There's a little teardrop in the lane for Seneca Sheely, gets it to go, and nobody wanted to stop penetration, and he went all the way down and got that to go. Should have been a travel on Cam Gaddis, Israel Duncan, and they're going to get a reach-in foul on Devin Williams.
It was, but they missed the travel, as you said. But, I mean, Sheely, you talk about difference in possessions. You know, we talk about with him, he's in a rhythm scorer. You know, that last 3, just not in balance, didn't set his feet way off, but then he comes down, stops with that floater, and it's in rhythm, much better offense. He really likes seeing that.
Octavian Swain had a good look at Israel Duncan in the lane, but Duncan wasn't ready for the pass. It goes out of bounds and back over to Childersburg. Here's Scoop. They're fouling him. Come on, call something, and they're going to call a jump ball. And that's going to be B.B. Comer basketball. Now, Scoop put himself in a bad position there, but I kind of thought they pushed him a little bit. But nevertheless, it's a foul. Duncan's got it, working against Duke, and Duke Fairman's going to get a foul as he was riding him all the way down the floor. 6:27 to go, third quarter, 27-14. Childersburg in the lead over Comer. Comer is the 2 times that Israel Duncan's going to go in, and they're going to get a foul on whom? It's going to be on Duke Fairman.
I got to be honest with you. The first foul on Fairman, obvious good call, but that time kind of looked like he just lost the ball, Duncan. I don't really know if there was a lot of contact.
Here's Cam Gaddis. He'll go back to half court to get it. Goes driving. Can't get the shot to go. Nice rebound by the littlest man on the floor, Devontae. Nobody wants to stop him. He kicks it out. Seneca Sheely for 3. No good. There's a tip by Tate Truss.
Yeah, an outstanding offense. What a pass by Fairman into the corner. Even though the shot didn't go in, it was still a rhythm look that created an offensive rebounding opportunity for an easy two. That's good offense.
Swain gets it to Morgan in the corner. Now he gets it back to Israel Duncan, and Chillspur's fine with letting him shoot it. But Raylon had it, almost got called for double dribble. And Israel Duncan will go down and split the defense and lay it in. You know, he won the Brit Coaching Award for the Talladega County Tournament because he played so hard, and it was very well deserved. Fairman gets in the lane. That's Tay Fairman, and his shot is not going to go, but he's going to be fouled. And that's going to go against number 11, Israel Duncan.
Really strong, deliberate move by Fairman, but like we talked about earlier, these do you no good if you don't cash them in.
Yeah, and he's been really, really struggling from the free throw line, but he gets the first one to go. 30-16 now as Childersburg starting to flex their muscle a little bit. 2 of 2 for Tay that time. Looked much better, and it's 31-16. Here comes Cam Gaddis. He's got that man, Devin Williams. I'll bet you after 4 games this year that Cam Gaddis is going to be so tired of seeing Devin Williams. And Childersburg,
a foul,
is going to be called for a foul, and that's going to be on Tay Truss.
And the man that called it was really far from, I don't know how you make that call. Wow.
31-16, 5:08 to go, third quarter. Childersburg with a 15-point lead. And B.B. Comer just almost throwed it away. And Tay says, if you don't want it, I'll go get it. Tay Fairman couldn't get the shot to go, though. And now Raylon Sims has got it for Comer, and he's got numbers. 3-on-1. He gets it to Cam Gaddis, and he'll put it home. We didn't get back on transition D very well that time. And they cut the lead to 13. Here's Seneca to Devin Williams. To Tay, right wing, inside to Tay Truss, go up strong, big man, he does, but can't get the shot, gets his own rebound, it goes off his foot and out of bounds. I like his effort, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he takes the ball up stronger than any other big we have. He really likes those power moves that time just left the shot a little short.
And Raylon Sims is about as frustrated as anybody I've ever seen. He had a shot blocked. Devin Williams gets a three, that's off, air ball. And now Raylon is all alone at the other end, and he gets a bucket. His first points of the evening, and he's probably saying, finally, he's seen a layup.
Good pass.
They trust Devin Williams. Couldn't get the bucket to go on the give and go, but got the foul. See who they get here. That's going to be on Raylon Sims, and that's 3 on him.
Mm-hmm. So now you see the foul, even if these need to go in, but even these free throws that have not went in, they're still mounting foul trouble. And B.B. Comer, already the depth advantage goes to Childersburg. So you keep a note on that, as you wonder if Sims comes out of the game. Doesn't look like he's going to.
Well, the board says it's 2 fouls on him. I actually thought it was 3. Devin Williams hits his first free throw. He'll get one more. 12-point Childersburg lead right now with 3:56 to go, third quarter. He can't get the other one to go. Look at Tay Fairman, almost had the rebound. Littlest man on the floor. Here's Octavian Swain. I'm telling you, if 10 gets it going in this game for B.B. Comer, it's going to get close, because he's the one man that can create a shot for himself along with Cam Gaddis.
That's a push, man.
Octavian,
you got to call that.
Couldn't get that one to go. He gets his own rebound and couldn't get it to go. And now Tay Truss gets the rebound. Here comes Childersburg. Tay Fairman to Devin Williams. Got his feet set, but it still will not go. And I got a feeling you may see number 1, T.D. Smith, come in to try to get his confidence going.
Cody Fowler set the check in already as is, and Gaddis with a layup just kind of runs by Devin Williams, and it's down to 10. Childersburg needs a good set right here. Need to calm down. We're still in control of this thing. Let's get some good ball movement and not shoot 2 passes into the shot clock, or the possession, I should say.
Seneca gets a good look at a 3. That's off. Could see it. Tipped out nicely by T. Tay Fairman. Williams has got it. And he'll get it to Brandon Calhoun. Now to Tay, and we'll run another set. 2:44 to go. Third quarter, Chillsburg by 10. And that should have been a foul on Cam Gaddis. No call. Tay will get by him. Devin will try another three. This one's good. He squared up his body that time at the goal and didn't fall away, yep. And that was nothing but net.
If they're going to give you time to set your feet and give yourself the best chance to make the shot.
Cam Gaddis goes down the lane and kicks it off to Caden Brown, who laid it in, and it's back to 11-point lead, 35-24.
Yeah, offense is starting to find their life for both teams.
Tay Fairman goes down the lane, can't get it to go. Here comes B.B. Comer. They've got numbers. Raylon will go down the lane, flip it up and in, and just like that, it is now single digits at 9.
Well, you saw what happened the last time Comer cut it to 9. We answered with a 5-0 run. Let's see who the silencer is for the Tigers. Just make some good passes and get good quality looks.
B.B. Comer has 12 points in this quarter, and I'll tell you something. 8 of them have been on transition, and that's got to be a foul on Caden Brown. Call the foul. And it is. It's going to be his second foul. And into the game for Chillsburg to replace Devin's hobbling a little bit. I think he just got a Charlie horse. And I think Johnny Johnson wants to call a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. Chillsburg by 9 with a 1:31 to go, third quarter.
Worried about pests invading your space? Protect your home or business with the experts at Alabama Termite and Pest Control. For over 4 years, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley. From rodents to termites, bugs to wasps to hornets, we've got you covered. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services customized to fit your needs. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Junior Caleb Shurum will come into the game for B.B. Comer. A three right off the inbounds from Seneca Sheely, and that's a good-looking shot, and it's back up to a 12-point lead, and Cam Gaddis goes down. And I'm telling you, what we're not doing right now is getting back on defense.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've got to do a better job of that. But, you know, on the other end, Sheely hit this three, large in part because the assignment was for Raylon Sims to cover him. And I want you to look at Raylon Sims right now. I mean, this is a all-county football star, and he is exhausted from the defensive effort that he's had to work against for the entirety of this game.
Cam Gaddis misses a free throw. He got hit in the head on his way to goal. 38-26. Childersburg by 12 with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. Cam will get one more. He's got one more year to play as a junior. And that's unusual from him. He missed both free throws. And Childersburg with good rebounding position. Here comes Tay Fairman in a hurry. He'll get it to Brandon Calhoun. Pull up from the free throw line. That's a good looking shot. And he got it to go, and it's back to a 14-point lead. 1 point shy of their biggest lead of the game. Here's Octavian Swain spinning lane. He tried to get it to Shurum. Shurum wasn't ready for it. And now Shurum will come out of the game, being replaced by Caden Brown. And they're having to sit Jaden Morgan a lot. He's in foul trouble, but I don't think he's played very well either. Here's Calhoun now to Sheely, to the eighth grader, and he made a bad pass and is stolen away by Octavian Swain, who will go down and lay it in. And I got a feeling, yep, you're going to see somebody, and Devin Williams will get up. Really wondering why we're not seeing T.D. Smith much anymore. Fowler, left corner, back to Seneca Sheely. Inside. Lazy pass, but Seneca gets it back, shoots it from the free throw line, and throws it in. 42-28.
Israel Duncan went for the steal and ran himself out of the play. Sheely with a good step-in move from mid-range.
Raylon to the goal. Can't get it to go. Nice rebound by Tatrus, doing yeoman's work. They got to shoot it, and he's not going to get it off. Tay Fairman is not worth the end of three quarters of play. 42-28, Childersburg with a 14-point lead. We'll step aside and pay a bill. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.rec-desk.com.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control.
Getting close to 8 o'clock. Let's step aside. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Kicks 100.3 is WYEA, Sylacauga, Childersburg, and WSGN HD3, Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
We come back to action. We missed that shot by Seneca. Tell us what we missed.
Seneca Sheely split the double team as about as quick as I get to the fast food line when I'm hungry, and he floated that thing up nicely, 44-28.
Nice job again on the boards by Brandon Calhoun off the miss from Cam Gaddis.
He has absolutely been the difference maker in his start tonight.
T.D. Smith is in there. He turns it over. Israel Duncan took it away from him. He's in there because Tay Fairman was over here getting some attention. Long three-pointer by Octavian Swain. I am telling you now, you cannot leave him alone. He doesn't shoot the ball enough, in my opinion. And Scoop is going to try that little teardrop again. It's no good, but he's going to be fouled. That foul's going to go against Cam Gaddis. That's his first personal foul. So back in the game is going to be Tay Fairman in for T.D. Smith, and I don't know what's going on with T.D. tonight, but he just hadn't had it a lot. Turnaround by Duke Fairman. How about that turnaround jump shot?
Yeah, a little post hook, little Al Jefferson, if you remember that name. Nice little jump shot in the lane.
He gets it to go. Chillsburg's lead is 15. Gaddis can't get a shot in the lane. Here come the Tigers with numbers. Tay Fairman to Seneca Sheely. He'll get it, turn around. 8-foot shot, in and out, no good. Look at Brandon Calhoun with an offensive putback, and he scores.
Yeah, he's just been relentless tonight. He's just, everything has seemed to go his way when he's on the court, and that's not luck. He's working hard out there in every facet of the game. And do we get a,
yeah, Israel,
a block?
Israel Duncan made his move to the goal and going to get a foul on, they actually called it on Duke Fairman. I thought they were going to get his brother, but that's three fouls on our big man there. And now it's fixing to be four. They threw it right back in and went right back at him. And that's four fouls on Duke, and he's going to have to come out of the game with 6:24 to play, and he's going to be replaced by Tay Truss. I don't think you get a whole lot of drop-off with that.
No, Tay is he doesn't give you a lot of scoring every night, but he's going to come in and he's going to hold the paint down. You're going to know he's there. He's going to use that football physicality to get good position and good high-percentage shots in the lane. But, hey, Duke Fairman tonight, good minutes.
Yeah.
Good minutes for Duke Fairman for the Tigers.
How about Israel Duncan, the former Childersburg Tiger, with 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Cuts Childersburg's lead to 15. Look at Tay Truss in the lane. Gets it back to Duke, or to Tay Fairman. His shot was a little short. And here comes Comer wanting to run again. That's what they want to do. And Cam Gaddis couldn't get it to go. Israel Duncan playing hard. Couldn't get that one to go. Had to rebound and was taken away from him by Tay Truss. Here's Seneca Shealy. His shot blocked nicely by Raylon Sims. And I'm going to tell you, that's the kind of young man that Raylon Sims is. He helped scoop up there. Nice show of sportsmanship.
Yeah, absolutely. And no sign of aggression or irritation from Scoop either. Good basketball play. And look at Tate Russ getting the freebie and the assist to Brandon Calhoun. Man, I think number four has done just about everything but mop the floors in this gym tonight.
Israel Duncan goes down, and Tate Russ should have had a charging call, but no call. And Duncan hits it, and then
we get a charge call.
We get a charge call on Tay Fairman. Is got to give.
And the clock's running. Clock's running, guys.
Yeah,
it's foul. It's supposed to stop.
And Coach Herbert has saw that, and now they're gonna take care of that. It might have been a malfunction, but I'm going to tell you what, as poor of a shooting game as Cam Gaddis has had, give him a lot of credit for standing in there and taking a charge from Tay Fairman there.
Hey, man, he is a good basketball player. Very quiet, soft-spoken kid as well. Yep. Not very flashy, doesn't care for the aesthetics. He just wants to play ball, and it shows.
Octavian Swain, he just backed down Seneca Shealy and got the shot off, and it's back to a 13-point lead as Swain makes good. 50-37. Here's Seneca Shealy.
Each time that this lead was cut to 9, the Tigers answered quickly with a 5-0 run. Let's see, with it 13 now, 4 minutes to go, what happens.
Say Fairman goes right down the lane, couldn't get shot to go, and that's going to be, wow, they're going to call that Childersburg basketball, and I'm going to be honest with you, that should have been a foul on us as we kind of knocked Raylon out of bounds there.
And yeah, no, yeah, that, I think you're right.
Tay Fairman, top of the key, couldn't get shot, and good hands by Octavian Swain, then we get it right back, and Tay Fairman goes in and scores.
Yeah, and I think that might be a little too much for Comer to overcome. 15-point game, 4.5 minutes to go. You just feel like it's desperation time, and this is going to be a travel on Israel Duncan.
Yeah, he took off running before he ever got the basketball. 52-37, 4:27 to go. We got to help. We get it in the scoop. And he's going to bring it up and give it to Devin Williams. Nice pass underneath to Brandon Calhoun. We couldn't handle it very well, so we'll back it back out again.
Really good idea by Devin, and a good pass. I think he put just a little too much baseball on that.
I think he might should have bounced past it. Look at that give and go from Brandon Calhoun this time to Devin Williams, and he lays it in.
And they used Tay Truss as a decoy that time in the middle of the lane, and another excellent play made by Calhoun. And look at that floater by Sims.
Yeah, nice move by Sims. He crossed over, and I think B.B. Comer wants to call, and they will get a timeout. 3:52 to go in the game. 15-point lead for our Childersburg Tigers. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level? INEOS USA in Childersburg produced over 24 billion gallons of oil lubricants last year, and we're just getting started. As a leader in the industry, we offer not only great wages, but also competitive benefits, including healthcare, retirement, and paid time off. Don't miss this opportunity. Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or the Talladega Career Center today and step into a future powered by innovation and success with INEOS USA.
3:52 to go in the contest. Childersburg will be looking at full court pressure by B.B. Comer. Our Tigers lead it by 15. They'll get it in long past Seneca Shealy. He's going all the way to the goal, my friend. Can't get the layup to go. Look at Tay Truss just out-battle B.B. Comer and get the offensive rebound and put back.
It hasn't matter who's been in down low. They've done the work on the glass.
Absolutely, and there's another traveling call on Israel Duncan. And Israel, upset with himself, he's not questioning a call any at all, but he's playing hard. And here's Childersburg with the basketball now. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Up by 17, their biggest lead of the contest. Calhoun to Tay Truss rolling around. He's got Raylon behind him. stripped away. Nice hands by the senior football player that's headed to North Alabama to play football. And I'm going to tell you one thing. They got a good one coming.
Yeah, you see his arms, and that's the direct result from the weight room. Is Tate Rush shows a little bit of weight room right there. I could have maybe got a call on offensively, but not a lot of contact. And good, powerful move.
He laid it in, and look at Raylon. He's starting to heat up now. He gets in the lane, spins over two people, and puts it in. 17-point Tiger lead now with under 3 minutes to go in the game. Tay, he's going to go all the way down and lay it in. Nobody stopped the basketball for B.B. Comer. And here comes Cam Gaddis, and it was almost taken away by Tay Fairman. Here's Israel Duncan. He'll go down in the lane and lay it up, no good, but he's going to be fouled by Tay Truss. And Israel will get two free throws.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Childersburg had 26 at the half, and it's now 60-41. So we've scored 34 in this second half.
Yep.
It's been a much better, much cleaner played half of basketball. The shots have been better, and even when we've missed, we've saw the right thing.
But even the shots that we've hit, I'm going to give Coach Herbert a little credit because his Tigers of B.B. Comer have played a lot harder in this second half than what they did for a game and a half leading up to this half.
Yeah, I just don't think they have enough size and depth to stay with this team in Childersburg. This Childersburg team, you look at this bench, they've used almost everybody that's dressed out tonight.
Yeah, we played some nine people tonight. So the only one that is not available tonight are the two, of course, Jacob Johnson sitting at the end of the bench in street clothes who had knee surgery. Devin Williams for three. How about it? And
it
the Tigers,
Devin, yep.
Yeah, goes up by 19. Or excuse me, 21, 63-42. And the only other person that has not played for Chillsburg tonight that is injured is Terrence Hood. He's having his knee checked out. And then, of course, a couple of younger kids hadn't played in Hurst and also Xavion Swain and Elijah Fowler. And neither has Torrey Wells, who's injured. But Hezekiah Parker was available tonight, and he hadn't seen the floor.
Yeah, and 14 guys on this roster overall for Childersburg. And you look at the seniors that are going to lose, and only three names.
Yeah.
11 of these young men are going to be out here again next year.
Plus, they're getting a 8th grade and B team, KJ, that are absolutely phenomenal. And they're about to all check into the game right now. Childersburg had a turnover, minute and a half to go. Cam Gaddis is going to get in the lane and lay it in. 63-44, and I tell you, they didn't hear Coach Herbert, and he is really, really livid at Devin Hawkins right now, as they didn't hear him with the timeout. We'll give him a timeout as well. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network right here on Kicks 100.3.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Well, a minute 20 to go in this game, 63-44, Childersburg with a 19-point lead. And you're going to see some of these young guys you've been wanting to see, KJ.
Yeah.
Both Fowlers are in there, and also Hurst, as well as Xavion Swain.
Out there with Tay Fairman. So you got the future and the point guard. And Tay Fairman just playing off ball. You could tell they're wanting to get these young guys involved.
Cam Gaddis will steal it and go down and lay it in now. I know we've been talking about Cody Fowler a lot, and he's out there on the floor, but I want you to kind of watch this number 21 down here in Xavion Swain. But there's Cody Fowler. Xavion keeping it alive on the offensive board. Cody Fowler gets it back. That's all Xavion Swain keeping it alive.
Yeah, Cody Fowler has played really well the last few games, taking advantage of his opportunities. Man, I love when the benches get to clear and these young guys get to play. It means you've done good work or bad work, and tonight's case has been good work.
Cam Gaddis goes down and hits a shot underneath the bucket. It was contested, but he got it to go. Here's Xavion Swain. Backdoor cut to Hurst.
Wow.
He lays it in. He beats Isaiah Hall there, and it's back to a 19-point lead, and that'll probably just about do it for this third time. The Childersburg Tigers are going to defeat the B.B. Comer Tigers. Go ahead, Kay.
And talk about a shot in the arm when your eighth graders can run a give and go successfully against starting players for B.B. Comer. That really a good sign, 67-48.
And I know you've got to get going quick, so I'm going to keep it right here for a little post game with you, and then I'll get Coach Johnson on with me. Your thoughts on getting ready for Sylacauga again now for senior night on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's going to be an emotional night for the three guys that are going to play their last game here at home. And it's going to be exciting to see how Childersburg responds after, you know, I thought they played pretty good for two and a half, three quarters last time out against Sylacauga, and then just way too much shooting across the board for the Aggies. But to get performance like this tonight, 67 points and some much better offensive sets, you know, they can score the basketball, but they have to be deliberate with what they do. And if they play defense like they did for two and a half quarters, there's nobody that they cannot play with around here.
No doubt about it. 67-48, Childersburg wins it over B.B. Comer. They go 3-0 against Coach Marcus Herbert and the Tigers this year so far. Still one more time, but next week is the one that counts. You lose to B.B. Comer and your season's over with.
Yeah, that's right. Got to pay off these last few and get a good postseason run going. You can be the fourth seed and go to the Final Four in high school basketball. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll step aside and pay a few more bills. When we come back, we'll have a victorious Coach Johnny Johnson with us on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Your dream home is closer than you think. Atkinson Homes offers the best in energy-efficient homes with options from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Choose from 3, 4, or 5 bedrooms, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Atkinson Homes handles everything, from delivery and setup to air and heat pump installation. Financing is available for home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home together. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle. Rudd's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3.
Well, we got the big dog from Auburn, Hugh Freeze, talking about our Tiger Sports Network, and now we got the big dog here in Johnny Johnson. Coach, congratulations. It's hard to beat a team three times.
Yeah, then we got one more time.
Too. Yeah, that's one more time. That really counts
right there,
yeah.
That one.
But I got to ask you, you know, tonight it looked like in the first half, well, I thought in the first minute we went 3 of 3 from three-point land. I said, it's going to be a good night. And then all of a sudden we just couldn't throw it in the ocean. We scored 26 points in the first half, 41 points in the second half.
They understand that when a team plays zone, you're going to shoot the ball well. We need to attack that zone, and we start doing that. We got some guys that stepped up, made some shots. I thought Devin made some big shots forward. You know, Scoop going to do what he do for us. I thought Brandon Calhoun played amazing right
tonight.
I thought he played well for us. And Duke, golly, Duke made some shot, jump shots for us. Great rebounding right now. He played tough. We got to do that.
Tay Truss.
We got more guys that contribute to what we need, but we needed this win now. We got 2 days to get ready for Chicago, then we got 1 day to get ready to play them again. So it's a big win for us in the area. Number two don't mean anything because we still got to play them, but a good team win tonight.
You know, I mentioned Tay Truss. TD just looked like he didn't have it tonight. I don't know. But you got a chance to get those young guys in there at the end of the game again. I'm telling you now, those kids want to play.
Yes.
They want to listen, and I think they're probably easy coachable, aren't they?
Oh, very coachable. You know, we want to get them all the minutes we get. We gave Cody Fowler some early minutes, eighth grade some early minutes. But he got to start getting loose, but he's going to be fine down the road.
48 points you held B.B. Comer to. Now, I got to mention, I know they're not the biggest basketball team. They don't shoot it lights out like Sylacauga came in here and did last week. But I got to tell you, Octavian Swain, Cam Gaddis, and Raylon can play. And when you hold those guys like you did in the first half, 14 points in the first half. You got to be proud defensively.
Now, defensively, you know, got Coach Wallet back. That's a big plus to have him back on the bench with us, and that's what his thing is. He ain't talking no offense. He talking about nothing but defense, and he want to play man defense 32 minutes. Even when the young guys in, you know, most time young guys in, we'll play some 2-3, whatever. But no, he said, nope, because we playing man. They got to learn what we want to do in our system, so that's what we do.
Hey. A combined group effort. It's funny you mentioned one person. KJ told me before he left, he said, Dad, we got to start giving an MVP of the game, and my vote tonight goes for Brandon Calhoun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It should be two. I think it'd be two tonight with Brandon, and I thought Doom did a great job on the board right there. But just Brandon, how he been down for a while and came out, played a little physical forward, got some big board, made some shots forward. But, yeah, it was big to have them guys play.
We need them two on Saturday,
We need them two on Saturday. We need them two on Thursday. but, you know, just go Tigers.
Absolutely. Coach, congratulations.
I'll
see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Coach Johnny Johnson here on the postgame show of the Tiger Sports Network, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show. Childersburg wins it by a score of 67-48. They go 16-12 on the year. And I'm telling you, you never fails. It seems like we start off sometimes with these hard teams in the first part of the year, these 6 and 7A schools, and we may have 5 or 6 losses by the time Christmas comes around. But you know what? Every year, it seems like we're 16, 18, 20 wins per year. So that is what our coaching staff does here at Childersburg when it comes to basketball. Well, for KJ McCurley, I'm glad that you joined us tonight. And, of course, Sylacauga will be coming in here on Thursday night for senior night. Please come out. We will not have that game on the radio as B.B. Comer. Their guys are going to be calling their game at home for senior night against Weaver. So come on out Thursday night. I should be here. And, of course, everything I hope will be good as Sylacauga comes to town. Until then, Childersburg wins it by a score of 67-48 over B.B. Comer. And they do it in going away fashion until area tournament play. We'll see you then. Until then. God bless you. I hope your team wins, and thank you for listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.